in Japan, it's pretty big, but it's really different because the girls will give chocolate to guys.
Oh, really?
So it's the opposite.
Yeah, let's move to Japan. Yeah.
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks.
Aloha, everyone.
Aloha, friends and family. Welcome back to a new episode here of our DT Talks podcast, season 3. How are you guys doing?
You always do that, Tara.
Yeah, I don't know why I always do that.
Like a live show.
Yeah, we just gotta pretend there are people here, so.
Okay,
so
that we'll well, how it... are you doing, Terrell?
Well, I'm doing great. I just came back from soccer, so, or football.
Oh,
so
it was... he's more refreshed.
Yeah, I sound more fresh and more awake, at least.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Deidre.
Okay. Yes. If you guys don't mind, yeah, I'm going to have a little hoarse voice during this recording, but it's okay. The sacrifices for DT Talks.
Yes, just for it, for sure. Without further ado, before we get on to our topic, let's go to the news! This is Uncle Terrell back at it again with another news from the goodnewsnetwork.org.
Of course, welcome back.
Yes, yes. Uncle Terrell always like to tell good news because this were not enough good news. Like Uncle Terrell's family always very, very negative. But I want to bring more positive to my niece and nephew's lives.
Okay, what's the news for today?
Okay, this week we have a very special news about masks that we use every single day. Okay, the headline say we use 6 billion face masks a day, but scientists have a genius way to turn them into roads.
Huh? Really?
A good way to recycle your mask instead of throwing it away and all the animals become sick.
Oh, that's right.
Says here, the idea of billions of people going through a few masks a week during this pandemic definitely rings alarm bells, but a team of researchers in Melbourne, Australia may have the solution. They've discovered that adding millions of discarded face masks to road paving mixtures would actually lower the cost of the road while diverting billions of them from landfills.
Wow, that's good actually.
It's really cool because you can revert the plastic of the mask to become plastic road.
Oh, really?
The roads actually gain greater flexibility as well, since the polypropylene helped reinforce the bindings of rubble particles as well as giving a bit of stretch to the particle aggregates.
So all the science people will know that?
Yes, it's very interesting for the science people because they know what to do. Then it's more resistant to wear than normal asphalt, as well as being cheaper too, provided there was a method for collecting masks. It is a great way for all of us to save the environment and to always teach your kids to not throw stuff everywhere, okay? If not, you get an Uncle Terrell hiding.
Oh, okay. No one wants to experience that.
Very, very painful. Don't do anything crazy.
Especially during Chinese New Year and all.
Yes, Uncle Terrell need you guys to be more best behavior so that Uncle Terrell can give you ang bao or red packets.
I thought it's only for married people to do that. Are you married?
Because Uncle Terrell reached an age already, I have to give ang bao to people, okay?
Okay.
Make sure you guys, if you want to throw your mask, make sure to throw it at this certain company from China or in Melbourne, Australia, so that you can get the road to be more environmentally free.
Okay.
This is all the news from Uncle Terrell. Take it away, Deidre.
All right. Wow, that was definitely some interesting good news. But alrighty, the episode that we have today, it's special. It's not just because it's a Valentine's Day episode, but the fact is, for the first time, we are having two guests with us today.
Holla! Woo! Yeah, we're going to have...
That?
Yeah, we have... Oh, that's me, but Terrell speaking, but...
Yes, of course, but yeah.
Yes. Well, the reason why we picked this guest... because they really love each other, and I know them as full couples of each
That's
other.
That's the reason, because they
yeah,
really
of
love
course,
each other.
You know, you need good chemistry to, like, bring together the good mood in the he's already laughing. Yeah, it gives a good mood for the vibe, you know, it is Valentine's Day by this session of publishing. So
When we release the episode, yeah.
Without further ado, I'll introduce our guests right here, Tyrone and Rachel.
Yo.
Yay.
Shout out to everyone worldwide listening in.
Oh, it's already a radio host right here. How are you guys doing?
Yes.
We're doing great. Was so hungry.
She's always hungry.
Yeah, because they were playing soccer as well, so that's why.
Yeah, we're playing some football.
Morning exercise.
Where are you guys from? Why you're here? And what's your name, I guess?
My name is Tyrone. I'm born and raised here in Hawaii, but my parents are Samoan and Tongan. And so just a lot of Polynesia up in here.
Yeah, my name is Rachel. I'm from Japan, but my dad is from New Zealand. So I have a part of Polynesian blood as well.
And together we are Tyrone and Rachel.
Yeah, there we go. You guys are meant to be there, nice. If that's the case. How are you guys feeling?
Oh,
ditto.
It's kind of cold here in Hawaii. Tyrone, it's kind of cold.
Oh, yes, it is. It's really cold right now. Like
freezing.
Dang it, I'm jealous.
Yeah, people from all over are probably like, when we say it's, 64 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's like what? 17-18 degrees Celsius, just about?
18 really? Degrees Celsius.
Yeah, it wow. is. It's like the air conditioner level in Malaysia. So
yeah, I know. Basically. I'm jealous, guys.
So yeah, everyone's bundled up, getting used to that.
Yeah, but it's good. It's a good weather. I appreciate it, and I'm grateful for it.
Amen. Keeps you awake, I hope.
Oh yeah, it does. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Especially the showers.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, you guys, for joining us for this episode. Hope you get ready. Haha. All right. It's going to be fun. But what we usually do as well, we'll start off with some would you rather questions. But this time, it's going to be a would you rather couples edition.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So brace yourselves.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Okay, I will start off with the game. First question, would you rather stay in or go out for Valentine's Day?
Definitely go out to eat.
Okay, we already know the plans.
Yeah, well, same. Definitely go out.
That's our comment, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, such good chemistry. You guys are just like knew what each other's needs
are. Terrell is enjoying it over there. I mean,
like, they bring in the vibe, so that's why I'm like, well, yeah, it's good. I'm not going to spoil the plan.
Glad they're here.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Would you rather have a fun new experience together or get a gift you've been wanting for a while on Valentine's Day?
This is kind of hard, but I will pick the new experience together rather than a gift.
Probably experience. I'm not really a gift person.
Oh.
Yeah, unless it's food. Unless the gift is food.
Okay, fair
that's
enough.
Different.
Yeah.
It's a different. I know, right? It's all about the food for sure.
Yes.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. Okay, next question. Would you rather get a box of chocolates or flowers on Valentine's Day? giving you a heads up, Tyrone.
I will pick chocolate.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm chocolate as well. I love chocolate.
Okay, fair enough. Now you guys know what to get for each other.
She likes flowers. Shoot, I don't know her that well.
Would you rather only eat food that is red or only eat food that is white? Since we're talking about food now.
I think I will pick red because I don't really like the white. Like, I don't like milk. So anything that's white makes me not want to eat.
Okay, fair really? Enough. Fair enough.
I'd probably do red as well. I like color. White is plain and boring.
Man, you guys keep agreeing with each
not
other.
Not people, food.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
White food is boring.
Okay.
So Terrell's looking at me like, racist.
I mean, none of us are white here, so.
hey. We love our white people.
Yes,
we do.
I do,
we do
I do
love
too.
Our white people. No, we love all colors, guys.
Yes, for sure. Yes. Amen.
Okay, last question. Would you rather have to always write with a red pen for the rest of your life or have to dot all your letters with I's and J's with hearts for the rest of your life?
Uh-huh.
The interesting I's question. And J's.
Yeah. Red pen for me.
Probably the dot your I's and J's with hearts.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Why so?
Yeah.
Why so for the both of you?
Well, because, I mean, I'm not Asian, but in Asian culture, if you write with red pen, right? Isn't that like you're like killing someone?
No, I mean, yes.
Or like death, or it's associated with death?
Yes, exactly.
See, yeah, I don't want to kill anybody. Essentially. I'll do the dot, the eyes, and J's.
Okay, fair enough. I guess Rachel is willing to kill Tyrone for it. Okay.
I'm so ready for that.
Wow. That's probably good. Then at least like when you get signatures and such, your name doesn't have any I's and J's, yeah?
Yeah, so you're right. I'm safe.
Okay, I guess that's the end of our questions, yeah, Tyrell?
Yeah, that's definitely how it is. I mean, like, it sounds like both of you guys are so in sync and like very similar interests. So I guess that's why both of you guys are together. I mean, I already know, but still.
All right. Well, yeah. Since Terrell's enjoying, you know, watching the lovely couple over there, and we are now in the celebration mood since we just released the episode for Chinese New Year. Today's one, of course, is Valentine's Day.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Please tell us more about Valentine's Day, Terrell.
Yes, Valentine's Day falls in between Chinese New Year. Yeah, in between Chinese New Year. So it's whoever's Chinese out there, you get to celebrate Chinese New Year and Valentine's Day. I don't know about the guys, but the girls are probably really happy.
Well, since Terrell's still in a Chinese New Year celebration mood, I will tell you more about how it started. Have you guys actually heard about it, though? Like, Tyrone? Rachel? Like, how it started?
No.
In elementary, we go over it, but that was, what, 20-something years ago. So please refresh our memories.
All right. According to, you know, many historical facts right here on the internet, Valentine's Day, they said it came about because of St. Valentine in the Roman Catholic Church. He was actually a real person, but there were a few St. Valentines as well. But the one that we know of, he died and was known as the person who, back in those days, the soldiers, they couldn't get married, they couldn't wed anyone, and so he was secretly wedding off couples, and that is when they caught him, and then he died because of that. Because the soldiers couldn't get married. So he was doing it in secret for them. So that's like one of the core historical facts we know about Saint Valentine.
He's a brave guy, doing all of that for love, you know? Can't imagine being told you can't marry someone you love, or, wow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
2021, we are blessed.
We are.
Hashtag blessed.
Yes.
Yes.
Didn't have to die for love.
Ouch.
Okay. Well, let's turn into a positive mood now. Okay, so for you guys, how big is Valentine's Day from where you're from?
In Japan, it's pretty big, but it's really different because the girls will give chocolate to guys.
Oh, really?
So it's the opposite.
Yeah, let's move to Japan.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was really surprised when I came here how it's opposite. It's kind of weird, but I guess...
Kind of weird. St. Valentine was a guy. So the guys, we're the ones that are giving love to people.
No, I'm like...
Taking it back to the history.
Fair enough.
Yeah, she's told me that before. Valentine's is kind of interesting. But here in Hawaii, probably because the influence from the USA, it's kind of big. Like growing up in high school, even high school, you know, I look back, I'm like, man, we were little kids. But like across from our high school, they would... people would sell balloons and flowers and chocolates for even the kids to buy. And we would go and, you know, so we would buy that and give it to the girl that we liked, or, you know, leave things in each of her classes. So every time she'd come to class, her teacher would give her, you know, a box of chocolates, or then she'd go to her next class and there'd be like flowers, and then so, and then her next class would be like balloons or something.
What?
But I know, and as a high schooler, we're like 14 or 15, and I look back, I'm like, oh my gosh, you knew nothing about love.
Dang.
But, whoa, whoa, did you ever do that though?
No, like I would break up with the girl I liked like right before Valentine's, so I, no, no, so I didn't have to.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. But honestly, I think only once I had a, you know, a girlfriend
before Rachel,
like during Valentine's Day, so I didn't really anyways.
Moving on.
That is interesting though.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. But this is a life hack, especially for those who are living in the U.S. After Valentine's Day, all of that chocolate that wasn't sold goes on sale. So if that's you like right. chocolate, go after Valentine's Day and get those Valentine's Day candies, I promise.
Amen.
Walmart, all of the grocery stores, they sell them for way cheaper.
Yeah, that's some of them go for a dollar, right?
Yes, yes. Exactly.
Dang, for like a big packet and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Help all our people, our chocolate lovers.
Am I refresh the same story again as what I told back in secondary school?
Oh my gosh, that story.
It's the only one I can talk about is the one that's stood out the most. Okay, so in Malaysia, because it's a Muslim country, we don't like technically celebrate it, but the ones who are not Muslims, we treat it as a way of, I don't know why we treat it as only a day itself where we celebrate love or like being a couple. We don't even celebrate being single and all that, but
it's not that big in Malaysia.
Yeah, it's not honestly particularly big, but I wanted to make it big. So what I did during Valentine's Day, this was when I was 16.
Mm.
I bought 50 roses.
50?
Yes.
Wow. Exactly.
How much is one rose in Malaysia?
Wait, so it's plastic roses.
It's plastic roses. Oh,
okay. Okay.
So like it's you know, you can, it's not gonna die. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, it will last forever, you know. You can give it a representation of being forever young and forever love or whatnot.
Or you can look at it the other way. It's like a fake love. I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
Practicing
just
love.
Kidding.
Okay, okay. Anyways, back to the story. So I bought 50 roses. So one rose is ₱1. So it's like, what, 25 cents in America?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I bought 50 of them. And when I went to school in the morning, 7:30, had to go to school at that time. I used that period of time of being at 7 up till 7:30 and handed 50 roses to every single girl that I know at school.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's a sweet gesture, but I don't know what the girls think though, so I don't know. But the thing is, I did follow up with one of my friends that knows the other girl. They said like, the only thing that they remember me of is giving them the rose. So I'm like, okay.
Terrell, you're so romantic.
Well, like, I didn't get a girlfriend like straight after, so.
It's okay. Yeah. You made someone's day.
Yeah, well,
definitely.
Yeah, the reason why I did it is because like some girls may not appreciate themselves a lot. They don't know how to love themselves. I don't know what I was thinking when I was 16, but I just thought of like, you know, giving them one probably will make them feel happy and all that. And by the end of the day, like I saw like a lot of Facebook posts like, oh, someone gave me a rose. It's so romantic. But they didn't mention me, but I know it's me, so. And the ones that surround them as well know it's me also.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't know what they would think of what I did, though.
You never know. You probably made someone's day.
Yeah.
Yes. I guess so, yeah.
So good.
But yeah, that's my Valentine's Day experience because, like, I wanted to do so.
That's good of you, Terrell. Well, since we have been hearing about how Valentine's Day have been celebrated for you guys, let's also hear some audio clips from our friends on what they think of Valentine's Day.
All right, we're going to move to our next segment and hear what people have to say about celebrating Valentine's Day. Here we go!
I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day in the way that people celebrate it, like giving chocolates and flowers, teddy bears to someone special. For that day, I normally either like spend time with my family, do something for them. And I honestly think that Valentine's is a bit weird because that day is meant for showing love to someone that specific day, but I feel like every day we should show love to each and every one of our friends and family.
Well, as we all know, Valentine's Day is a special day for couples. That's the day where they spend time together, exchange gifts and show their love to one another. I haven't really experienced what Valentine's Day is really like, but I do know Valentine's Day is, there's some history behind it. There's a guy, his name is Valentine, and there was a cruel king who persecuted him, which happened to be on February 14th, and that is why they take Valentine's Day as a day to celebrate for couples.
Yes, I do celebrate Valentine's Day, but I think I celebrated Valentine's Day in the past only when I did have a girlfriend. Other than that, when I was single in the actual day, I don't really have a recollection of me celebrating it. Well, obviously Valentine's Day is a day of love, but I personally think it's only for people, for couples to celebrate, you know, because if you're single, I mean, well, you could actually go out and, you know, still celebrate even if you're single, but I personally think that it's just a day meant for lovers. Yeah, it's kind of lame, you know, but too bad for singles out there. But yeah, that's the way I think it is.
I would think it's a special day. Obviously, it's man-made because we don't have public holidays here because of that special day. I do celebrate Valentine's Day since I already dating a person. So I will use it as a special day to celebrate. It means I will put more effort to make something happen, something fun, an activity, or something where we can learn and grow together. Because I'm the partner that I'm dating is, we are having a long distance relationship. But obviously, if you love your partner, you always give your 100%, every day is a Valentine's Day. I would say Valentine's Day is a gift because I think it will help people who are very busy at work, at their life, to remind them like, oh, there's a loved one always beside them that they need to focus on, especially on that day and the day tomorrow after, because even though it's not a public holiday, but it's a global event day that we should always remember our loved one. I would say a similarity like Easter Day. So for Christians, they celebrate Easter, even though it's not a public listed holiday in Malaysia, but it's out of respect as for the Christians' belief, and it's a special day for them to remember their beliefs in their religion. So I would say Valentine's Day also play almost the same similar role for couples or for husband and wives to remember that they are once have that journey together, fall in love, and then they eventually form a family as well. So overall, I would say Valentine's Day is a reminding day for us to remember our loved ones.
Okay, do I celebrate Valentine's Day? I do when I'm in a relationship. And since I'm recently married, as of 1 month and 3 days, I will most definitely be celebrating Valentine's Day. And why do I honestly think, or what do I honestly think, I guess, about Valentine's Day? I think that it's kind of silly. I think that if you're not in a relationship, it sometimes pressures you to be in one. And if you don't want to be in one, it sometimes pressures you to feel bad that you're not in one, which I don't like either. If you are in a relationship, then sometimes you feel like you need to do something extravagant or really big. Also, another opinion on it is that I think it's a bit overdone sometimes, but some people just run with it and are able to make a lot of money off of it. But some people just, you know, are able to like share a lot of love with it. So to each their own. To me, I think that Valentine's Day has always been a really fun time just to like show someone that I really love them or I really care about them. But you just gotta be careful not to get sucked into the commercialization of it all. Those are my thoughts.
On Valentine's Day, I would usually go to a cemetery to see my significant other, who passed away a few years ago. Usually I would bring a living plant there. It could be a geranium or an anthurium, as those were usually her favorites. And not a bouquet, as one time she highlighted that if a bouquet symbolizes love, the love would die afterwards, right? As a bouquet of flowers would usually wither away. But that would be my usual program when I'm in my homeland. Now, being abroad, I guess I would probably surprise my two current female roommates with some chocolates. And maybe adding a little cheesy note or quote. Honestly, I think that Valentine's Day is just a reminder about our love to your significant other. But let's be honest and frank, do we really need one day out of 365 to know that we love someone? so much. If it's only for sweets and condoms, okay, go ahead, buy them. But Valentine's Day shouldn't be a reminder for you if you really like someone. So, people, go spend time with your actual partner on Valentine's Day, okay? Bye!
Even though I have been single for almost every single Valentine's Day of my life so far, I have still celebrated it. And here's why. Valentine's Day is not just about couples, it's about love in general. It's about platonic love and familial love and romantic love. So you can eat chocolate with your homies. You can eat chocolate with your boo thing. You can eat chocolate with your family. You can eat chocolate with whoever you want on Valentine's Day, even yourself. Self-love, okay, right? Because again, it's not just about couples. And I don't get upset seeing couples on Valentine's Day. Does it make me wish I had a boyfriend sometimes? Yes, yes it does. But I love seeing couples because seeing their happy and pure love just adds light and hope to the world. You know, it makes me excited for when I'm in a relationship, right? So yeah, that's all I gotta say about that.
All right, so Tyrone and Rachel, what do you think of that?
I mean, a lot of different opinions. It's kind of cool to see, you know. But I think someone mentioned that Valentine's Day should be about celebrating all types of love. Mm-hmm. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
I think that love in general needs to be celebrated more. Just like how Tyrell talks about the good news in the world, you know, Valentine's Day should be a day that is just meant to focus on our love that we have for everyone, family, friends. And of course, you know, if you are with a significant other, you better treat them special as well.
What about you, Rachel?
Well, definitely, I agree with what Tyrone said. But there are some interesting thoughts. Yeah, there is something new. I agree, like, how the love should be shared to all kinds of people. They should feel be loved too. So, and then also, I also agree how not only the Valentine's Day, but how they should share every day. Rolling Tyrone's eyes.
She looks at me. You guys can see her face.
Oh my gosh.
Why? What was that look? Because I can't see.
He rolls his eyes.
I'm rolling her eyes at her because she looks at me when she says, every single day.
Well, you know what you did wrong, Tyrone.
You're right. Tomorrow's a new day. Start fresh. Yeah, I think it's just interesting when it comes to love because, I mean, everyone shows, you know, cultures. I don't know about, you know, you guys in your culture, but Polynesian cultures, you know, people from Samoa, Tonga, Hawaii, New Zealand, Tahiti, the island people, we don't show our love, you know, as much. And so I think that that's definitely changing with the new generation, you know, my generation. But my parents growing up, I didn't really see them hold hands or, you know, kiss or... I think as I'm growing older, that's something I'm trying to be better at. And I know that even, I don't know why, but in their old age, my parents are starting to be more affectionate with us and with them, you know, between each other. So it's cool to see that love is evolving in a way, you know, people are more open about showing that they love people.
That's pretty cool.
Like my parents, it's opposite. It's more like they show it to each other. And then like whenever we go as family, they will all like oftentimes they will hold hands.
Oh, that's so cute.
Like that was like the way I saw how they show love to each other.
Aww.
So yeah, you can see that we'll probably have to
cooperate?
We're learning and growing together.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In regards to love.
Yeah, that's what a couple should do anyways, you know, constantly communicating what works best, what doesn't.
It's true.
But what would you guys say to, you know, there are people who, of course, they really love Valentine's Day. And then there are those who, I guess you could say they hate Valentine's Day as well.
What would we say to
Yeah, to them, like to the ones who are single and unable to celebrate with someone.
Not so keen on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and they feel very depressed celebrating it.
I mean, everyone wants their own holiday. So if I was to those single people, and I've been single on Valentine's Day, use it as a personal holiday. Shoot, self-love, I would, that's what I would do.
Self-love.
Exactly. I would go and treat yourself. Take yourself to the movies, If you have a friend, a really best friend or whatnot, take them with you, But I would definitely focus on self-love.
I focus on friends' love or family's love because I used to do something to friends or family on a Valentine's Day. So yeah, self-love important, but also you can show it to your friends and the family.
She was the wiser one in the relationship.
Those are actually really good points. Like, it's not just your significant other that you should love, it starts from yourself, and then of course your friends and family. So those are good points.
I think we doubt ourselves too much, and maybe that's why, especially those of us who are single, during Valentine's Day it's just a reminder, kind of a slap in the face maybe, that we're single. But I mean, I think we forget how much influence each of us have, and so if you, like Rachel is saying, reach outward, you can all be lonely together with other people, that's still, but at the same time, you're nurturing the love that you have for someone. And so in the long run, I think that look at Valentine's that way, I should say.
So those are awesome thoughts already, though. So we can end the episode now. Well, I think, because I'm also single, so I'm not taken.
But he has a date after this.
My boy, let's go. Where are you taking her real quick, Tiro?
I'm going on a hike.
Oh,
in Haula Pillbox. So we're just gonna.
Hawaii has some amazing hikes. So that's
always some. A good option. You mean a lot.
A lot. You're right. You can just walk, take a walk, and it's a hike.
Yeah. Oh, basically,
a beautiful hike.
Well, I don't know about Valentine's Day, but like after this, for sure. But I feel like for the ones who are single or like unable to celebrate Valentine's Day properly, it's just going along with what Rachel, Deidre, and Tyrone has said, is that, you just gotta realize that you can just use it as a day for you to think about yourself. And maybe if you haven't revised your goals yet, maybe not think about like not being single anymore, but a way to treat yourself, Buy ice cream or like go
buy
somewhere
some
nice.
Steak.
There's nothing ever wrong with ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good way to treat yourself and tell yourself that, okay, I lived another day. So
okay.
But at the same time, it is kind of depressing because like when you go to an ice cream store, you see like couples like, all over.
It's that reminder again.
I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
Make homemade ice cream?
But what if your parents are going out?
Too much work.
That's true.
Yeah, and it's also depressing. Yeah. I don't know how to help those people, huh?
No.
Just know that you guys are not alone in this. You are loved, even if you're not in a relationship. Like, I've been single a lot during Valentine's Day. And it's still fine. It's still fun doing some activities, even if it's not as a couple, but as you yourself. Maybe you discover a new hobby during Valentine's Day. But it's also a bad reminder, though, because like, oh, Valentine's Day, I learned how to paint. Oh, because I was like, alone.
Well, what the heck? Don't take it that way, no.
Yeah.
Nah, but for reals, you guys can do something that you like. Maybe go on a trip. Or maybe not now, but not another country. But go on a road trip. Go somewhere you've never been before.
A short trip to the ice cream shop.
Yeah. Go to the zoo. Would that be a good idea? Is it closed on Valentine's Day? No, it's open.
No, it shouldn't close.
Yeah. But yeah, self-love. Enjoy activities that you like, and it'll probably be a good day if you do so.
Yes, those are Terrell's words, guys.
What about you, Deidre? What do you think like people should do?
Well, I personally know people who really love Valentine's Day, and I know people who really hate Valentine's Day as well. Some of them, they hate it because like one of the audio clips they mentioned, it is kind of like a commercialized thing. It's definitely used a lot in marketing for businesses and such. But I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, because people, of course, will use up holidays to, of course, buy things for people they love. And then I also know that there are guys, especially, who think it's more of like a female type holiday. It's like, except in Japan, where like the guys are always the ones who have to like buy something for their significant other. It's like, oh, I need to get her this, but then is she going to get me anything? So I've met those kinds of people. And then I also know people who say that, oh, why do we need Valentine's Day? We don't need a reminder. We have to love people every day and such. There's also one of the audio clips from our friends. He mentioned that you guys, you know, how we get so caught up in our lives, we get so busy that it's actually good to have a day to remind you about love and not necessarily like, okay, just you and your husband or you and your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. It's like what Tyrone and Rachel have said about having that day to remind you about love, where start with yourself first. Start by giving some self-love and then give some of that love with your family and friends. Yeah. Those are really good reminders. Because guys, I've actually had someone set a date with me on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
And on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
They canceled the date.
Jerks. Wow. How could they do that?
Yes. I experienced that, guys. So I don't hate Valentine's Day, but that was not a fun experience.
Yeah. That guy made it worse.
Getting hopes up then.
Yeah, I was getting ready to go, and then boom.
So painful.
Ouch.
It's fine. But me and my friends, what we did last year, it was just us girls. We're all single. We were like, we're not going to get any dates. We're just going to spend it together. So we all got gifts for each other. And we booked a place at the restaurant.
Wow.
And we just went over and we had fun. We got gifts for each other and it was fun.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Perfect example of your influence, you know? Like, that's perfect.
Yeah, it's basically a mini Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, we are making use of it. And of course, we ate a lot.
food.
Can I say one thing? Because my mom is the only one who took care of me while I was growing up. Mm-hmm. So obviously, she doesn't have a partner. So if you're single, you can take... Well, I'm not saying that your mom should be your Valentine or anything, but use it as a day to spend time with her. Or like, the way around for like the men's out there who's taking care of their children. It's a good day to spend time with your mom and dad, you know, if you never get the chance to do so, and if you're always busy all the time. One of the recordings said as well, you know, it's a set of time for you to remind yourself how much you love your family or friends or even your significant other. So spend time with your mom or dad, because all of us are getting older and we're probably going to spend less time with them. We're go to our own lives after that. So the ones who are single, bear in mind that your parents might be just as lonely as you.
That's a good message, Tyrell.
He's feeling touched over there.
Oh, thank you. What about in a couple's perspective? Like, do you feel like Valentine's Day should only be set aside for a day for you to love each other even more? Or like, should you do it every single day? Because I believe that it should be every single day, and you shouldn't only put a day as for you to just give flowers or to give chocolates and all that, you know? What do you guys think?
He's one of those people.
I'm going to let Rachel... Rachel can answer this
question. I mean, yeah, I agree with Terrell, like every day, but then also we have our own lives and then we get busy and sometimes we forget to share those times and it's easy to forget about it. So it's a good reminder for ourselves to show it more. Yeah, every day is good, but I feel like it's good to remind ourselves.
It's like for all of our religious people out in the world, you know, why do we go to church every Sunday or whatever day you go to church?
True.
It's to remind us of our spiritual beliefs, you know, our connection with whatever God you believe in, whether that's God or Allah or, you know, Buddha or whatever. And so I think it's the same thing like Rachel's saying with Valentine's Day. At least there's one day in the year that is set aside for the purpose of love. And I mean, especially because we're students, it's kind of hard sometimes to, everyone says, oh yeah, share love every day and stuff. But there's some days where like Rachel and I will only see each other maybe once because of homework. We have assignments all night or, you know, especially it's our, like, we're seniors in college. So it's like all the harder classes.
Yes.
And so we're up to like 3 a.m, like doing, you know, doing assignments. And so, yeah, I'm glad that there's at least one day we can treat ourselves.
True.
That's right.
Well, at least this Valentine's Day is going to fall on the weekend. So you guys
on
are free
Sunday,
for sure.
Let's go.
Sunday. Wow.
Too bad we keep the Sabbath day only in our religion.
So maybe no eating out.
Yeah, we're going to, you know,
but share it's a our Saturday, love with the so. Lord.
Friday or Saturday works too, you know.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah.
So for you guys, basically this question. Valentine's Day, yay or nay?
Yay.
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 I wasn't always a yay, but...
Yeah.
But yes, definitely.
You're saying that because Rachel's saying it.
Just say nay.
I'm growing. I'm growing. I used to hate Valentine's Day, but you know.
Really?
You're a changed man, yeah. I guess. Wait, why did you hate it though?
Why did I hate it?
Yeah.
I think some of you guys have talked about it, or at least those clips, you know, that were shared earlier. Somebody talked about, the commercialization. I think there's that pressure. If you're not in a relationship, you're like, shoot. And when I was in a relationship with, you know, during Valentine's Day, that pressure is even
higher.
What am I going to do special for a girl and stuff like that? Especially for guys, I think we have that natural tendency or want to care for our girlfriend or, you know, whatever, our wife. And so our wives. And
wives.
So, I mean, wife, like, single.
Wow.
I mean, whoa. If anyone, you
something
know,
I didn't know.
More than one wife, that's cool. I don't know our viewers, but... wife. Single.
Fair
wife,
enough.
One wife. Yeah, like... shoot. Got me, Tiro.
It's not true, guys. It's not true. He has a girlfriend, that's all.
Yeah, yes. But the pressure. I think the biggest thing was the pressure for a guy.
Yeah.
To make it special.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's good, though. You're able to turn it more into something positive now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because he's in a relationship, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, Rachel is really good. This is one thing I love about her. But she's very, like, people-oriented. And she, like, grows with the person. Aww. She doesn't put that pressure on you to change or, you know. If you come to her broken, she's going to be broken with you, you know. Until you get to the point where you're able to heal or be fixed or whatnot. And so, like, her, this is, like, one of the first relationships where that pressure wasn't there.
Ooh.
Like,
do you know, guys?
Because she makes it so easy to want to treat her special. She, it's not an expectation for her. And she does the same for me. You know, I think that's big. Sometimes it's all on the guy. But girls also, like, making the guy feel good, feel special too. I think it's important.
Wow. Nice. Very sweet, Tyrone.
Rachel's also like, wow.
How do you feel, Rachel, from hearing what Tyrone said?
It makes me happy.
Aw, that's so sweet. Well, what do you think too, like, Rachel, like, in general?
Yeah, I mean, just what Terrence said, I'm like people-oriented. So I always wanted them to feel loved. It doesn't matter, like, if it's Tyrone, but just my friend in general. Of course, my parents too, but since while I can, I just wanted to share the love that I have for them so that they can know and they can feel it.
That's so sweet too. But what do you think of Tyrone? Like, what's his gestures or anything that you noticed about him that's, like, different, that makes you feel good also? I mean, it is Valentine's Day,
Next
so.
Question, Deidre. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's why I gotta take charge of
I think what makes me feel special, well, I love food, so he always treats me food, which I love.
That's
it.
Right.
Wait, then, so someone's heart is through their stomach.
But then I think when he's busy, he's always tried to make time too, even just a little bit, but I think that makes a lot of difference. So, yeah.
It's good. It's a person that makes a lot of effort. And you too, Rachel. So it's a win-win situation for both of your sides. And that just shows how good of a couple you are, you know?
Yeah, we
Take
have
note,
a great
guys.
Couple here.
Ay, <yawe.
laughs> He's feeling all shy.
Lightens up the mood, at least.
That's really good, though. So to the singles, don't worry, guys. Don't. I know, yes, as Tyrone's mentioned, he has felt the pressure, but it's okay. Rachel has also advised, take that time to spend time with your loved ones. It's all about love. Could be any way. You could spend it with your pet. Who knows? You might do something special for your pet as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you have, like, a lot of cats in your homes, not saying that you should be a cat lady or anything. And if you have pets in general, sorry. Sorry to the cat ladies who's listening. Not saying that you're depressed or anything.
Wow.
So don't take this negatively. Okay, Valentine's Day, to each their own. If you don't like it, then yes, treat it as a normal day. But if you are definitely keen on Valentine's Day, go out, have fun, share some love with people in a good way, of course.
If not, spend it, you know, by yourself. if you need chocolates for yourself. Or you actually, just what Tyrone's advice earlier, you just buy it after Valentine's Day. And you can just eat it all by yourself.
Yeah, just be ready to buy it.
I used to do that. I used to go out and buy it.
See? Teacher knows.
See, they're all good deals.
Course. Especially all you broke college students. Yeah. Go and get chocolate after Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Broke. Yes.
But yeah, treat this special day as for yourself, and then you'll definitely have a good day for sure. Any final words from Tyrone and Rachel?
Just enjoy the day. You just do whatever you want, and you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Tyrone?
I guess just in closing, I mean, some people don't believe in this, but if you don't know your love language, I would just suggest, you know, getting to know your love language. I mean, even do it with your friends. That way you understand your friends a little bit more. Because I do believe that I'm one of those people that believe that everyone feels loved a different way or feels it more, you know? And so, one of my big ones is acts of service. Mm. I think Rachel is really good at that naturally.
Wow.
And so, that's just, you know, when someone does something for me that I didn't expect, I'm like, oh, it touches me big time. And so that would just be my suggestion. That's something you can do with your friends, even if you're single, for your family members. Yes. You know, there's all kinds of free tests online, but knowing your love language definitely helps with love. And we need a lot more love in this world. And so,
Rachel, do you know your love language?
Yeah, mine is the quality time and the act of service. That's the
you guys are meant to be then.
And so we actually did it together.
Yeah.
Wow.
We did it together to see what each other's was. And so.
Very wise indeed, Tyrone. Very wise.
I tried it as well. It's actually a fun quiz.
Yeah, see? It is. And did you feel like it was correct, Deidre?
Mine's also the same. It's acts of service.
Oh, see?
Yeah, mine's very different. I didn't take the test yet. I should. But mine most important one is words of affirmation. Words of affirmation is number one.
That's my second one. Yeah.
And then the second one is physical touch.
Oh, yeah, you are pretty touchy. You're right.
How did you know?
We should find a girl now for you.
Yeah, I not just physical touch, but the physical presence itself. Like I can't. That's why I'm very reluctant to do long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm. Long distance, I see.
Yeah, I can't. I need someone that's physically here so that I can feel secure. Or it's the same with words of affirmation. You know, I need people to tell me that I'm doing fine.
That's why Terrell needs to date and get married soon.
We'll see when that's gonna happen. But in the meantime, I'm coping well. I have friends like Tyrone and Rachel. Keep me in check. I mean, they have to check on themselves, but...
We got you, bro. No worries. Plenty of love to go around.
But yeah.
Of course.
But anyways, guys, that's the best advice for you all. Check out your own love language.
Love language.
And you'll be happy. Hopefully, of course. With yourself.
I mean, you'll understand yourself better and what you need. That's for sure. Yes.
Exactly. Thank you, Tyrone and Rachel. We've come to the end of our episode. So yeah, exactly.
Well, how do you guys feel now at the end of this episode?
Just, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
It's good preparation and reminder for Valentine's Day that's coming up.
For the both of you, right?
Well.
So thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
No worries. Well, thank you guys for being our guests for today. So,
just sharing all the love with you guys.
For sure. Thank you, friends and family, for tuning in to our DT Talks podcast season 3. We hope you enjoy of what you have learned about Valentine's Day and how you can celebrate it as a couple or as a single for sure. So hopefully this is going to help you towards life as well. And please be sure, follow us on our Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. So thank you so much for listening. And this has been
DT Talks.
Woo!
Cheers!
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.